turn music.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got something special going on here. Not only a special guest, a longtime friend, and just a freedom. If you love freedom, if you love God and Declaration of Independence and those things, then you love what Kelby Smith has done and everybody of his advocates. Hisadvocates.org is the website. He realized at some point, hey, what's going on with these bankers or with the politicians? They don't seem to be helping Americans. And then he unraveled this a little bit and thought, oh, I see why. Because they don't work for us. It's not a republic. And they've brought us into this beast system, and I want to get out of it. Anybody feel that way? Do you feel that way now especially? Well, then this is the man for you, Kelby Smith from hisadvocates.org. Absolute pleasure. And you're live on your Facebook, or is it YouTube or Facebook? You're live on your His Advocates platform. So welcome to everybody there also.
Thank you, brother. Always appreciate talking with my good friend Daniel.
Yes, very good. Very, very good. We've talked off air a little bit, and I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised, but I don't know. It's just one of those things that kind of stuns you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what it's like in California at some of the banks, some of the stores, because it really threw me off a little bit.
Okay, so I got to tell you, I got to watch myself because I'm getting lit up by people. You know, I'm getting personally, I'm being changed from a standpoint. I'm not being so tolerant anymore. Let's put it to you that way. I went to, I did my show last night. Yeah, I did my show last night. And it's on youtube.com/hisadvocates. And I was talking on a show about my mom had been turned away at Albertsons. Because she wasn't wearing a mask. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't wear a mask. I'm not saying there's not a pandemic. I am saying there's not a pandemic. I'm not saying there's not sick people. I'm not saying there's no COVID-19. I'm just saying that it's not what they're saying it is. And so I went to Vons last night on the way home from the office. And everybody, there's two people at the door, and they literally stood in front of me. And they're wearing masks, and they said, you have to have a mask to come in the store. I said, get your manager, and I turned on my video recorder, and I walked in the store because I'm going to walk into a store. I'm going to ask them point blank in front of all their customers whether I'm allowed to come in or not. And everybody in the store has a mask on, and everybody is in absolute fear, and some of the masks are starting to become pretty custom. You know, people are standing out and being outlandish, and it's kind of funny. So the manager looks at me, and I said, ma'am, why do I need to wear a mask? And she said, it's store policy. And I said, okay, let me ask you a simple question. And I said, I said, why is it store policy? And she said, I'm not sure because there's a pandemic. And I said, and I was in front of like 20 people, all of them in line. And I said, guys, really loud, there is no pandemic, okay? Y'all need to relax and stop pushing the status quo and start investigating for yourself what is really going on here. And I looked at her, and I said, am I being refused for service? And she said, no. And I said, thank you. Turned around, walked in the store. And then one more guy chimed in, and he said, it's for our purposes. It's respecting others. And I said, absolutely. And I don't want to say what I said because I got upset with him, and I shouldn't have, and I was wrong, but I put him in his place nicely, and I was wrong because I could have been more nice, but I'm so upset that the sheep around this nation are believing into this, and they don't understand what's really happening on the lower level management with governors and municipalities who are really mini Chinas at this point, or I call them China colonies. And how Agenda 21 has creeped in at the lower levels as policy, and we have this administration now who is operating at a different level and coming back against the governors, coming back against the municipalities and telling them by the way that they're staging their events and showing them that they're anti the CDC, anti what Bill Gates is promulgating, anti these social left-wing communist agendas and being pushed by Agenda 21. Trump flat out said he's defunding the WHO, the World Health Organization. That's the place that wants to come in, guys, listen to me, come in door to door and take your kid if necessary because they feel he's sick. So Trump, the guy that you're poo-pooing, defunded the WHO. That is called a move and a counter move that shows that he has got the best interests of the people. Now, I'm hearing people on my feed right now talk about how Trump is, he went to Epstein's Island. I'm like, show me the logs. They keep saying the logs are there. Show me the logs. Show me what you guys are talking about. I want to hear about it. I want to find out whether he is a Mason. I want to find out whether he's a part of the deep state. I want to find out whether he's playing us. I'm as much as into trying to get to the truth as you guys are. But what's amazing me, Daniel, is the ignorance of the trolls that are coming out and being used like little sheep with no minds to investigate things for themselves. Like FEMA is completely taken over and in charge now. Like, you know, I mean, just go ahead, Dana. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. You're on a roll. What Trump is or isn't or what have you, that's a separate issue. What I'm going to talk about now, in some ways it's irrelevant. In some ways it's not. It certainly isn't. But you mentioned a word that I think maybe the most like word of the day, like Sesame Street. The word of the day is compliant, compliance. And whether everything the government is telling you is true about this virus or not, the fact it's very dangerous historically when the people of a certain population become compliant, where whatever the government tells them to do, they just do it automatically on response like a dog, like roll over. Okay. Here's your treat. Give me your paw. Okay. Here's your treat. When we are compliant, that is not a good place for us to be as Americans and really people in general. There's a big story earlier this week. It broke out of Utah. Where if you fly into Salt Lake City right now and you land, they give you a form to fill out to letting you know, where you were. Have you become in contact with anybody with the virus? Blah, blah, blah. You know, to track you. When you drive into Utah from any of the states that connect, you know, Idaho, I think Wyoming does, Arizona, whatever. Nevada, when you drive through, your cell phone is geolocated from the towers, and a form is sent to your cell phone. Now, the governor of Utah got up and talked about our technology, how important this is, and that people need to do the right thing. His lieutenant, I think it was his lieutenant, got up and said, we are going to measure the level of compliance. So what do you think is next? If they're going to make you fill out a form to basically enter society, you know, and that's what Fauci's talking about, Bill Gates is talking about, vaccines, whatever. This word compliance scares me absolutely to death. I wanted to get your take on that, Kelby.
Well, we were talking about that in my show last week, that there's institutes in this world that completely control every element of the different structures that are out there trying to determine how far they can push. And that's really what this is about, and it's been working on this level for the last 70 years, compartmentalizing the structures of government, incorporating most municipalities, most states, and their goal, Daniel, is simply to push as far to the edge until revolt, and then they back off. And so what they've done on this one is, and I was saying this last night on my show, I'm like, guys, just how big do you have to be? Imagine the amount of people that are working to develop this structure to go worldwide and shut everything down. Imagine what it took to get that accomplished, to go against the entire structure of every human being and take them out of their workplace and send them home. And what does that look like? Is that the NSA? Is that compartments of the NSA? Is that compartments of the CIA? Is that compartments of what? What are these covert secret operations that are being done behind our back to push us to the very end until we finally hit the streets. Like right now in Michigan, they're in front of the Capitol, and they're revolting. They're honking their horns. Thousands and thousands of people are saying, we need to go back to work, not in 2 weeks, now. And, guys, this is the whole point. These guys are sitting behind iron walls, concrete walls, totally protected by both National Guard, State Police, and
Army.
Literal armies, yeah, Marines. And we're sitting there, and we're honking our horns. And I don't think you guys understand the level of threat that has happened against the world. This is not just malice. To issue these pandemic alerts, do you know how many people? I'm going to guess more people have died due to fear, due to anxiety, due to heart attacks, because their world shifted a couple of months ago. I'm going to guess the amount of people that are getting sick due to anxiety and fear.
Stress, yeah.
Where all sickness comes from is stress, are now really the true death toll and death count at the moves of these higher powers who are not even discussing that. It's the same principle as gun violence. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, you know, we have fork violence, and they use this principle like a gun can kill somebody on its own. Well, a fork can't kill somebody on its own. We have a heart disease largely stemmed from forks. No, it's people's decisions to eat. And so my point is, in America, we have become so complacent and so fragile as to a free-thinking body politic of people that we will believe anything that comes out on television or radio, like chipping you is good for you. Like the government said, putting a chip in you, which they haven't done at this point, or putting a vaccine in you, which they have done at this point, is safe for you. In everything I'm seeing, vaccinations are not safe, don't do anything good. I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to tell you right now, doctors are sold out to what they do, and they will not admit that what they're doing is causing much of the problems that they are creating wealth for themselves with. Of course they're not going to admit that. Of course cancer isn't going to be talked about as if it didn't exist in the 1800s. Why? Food. Vaccines. What we're doing to our bodies in stress.
Chemicals.
And we didn't have these problems of heart disease in the 1800s. And we had butter. You know what I'm saying?
And bacon.
We had bacon and fatty foods. Okay? It's not these elements. Those are elements that add to it. But there is so much more going on that is not being discussed. And for the people that are saying, you know, hey, I think being chipped is good. You know, that's all Bill Gates is doing right now. And for the people that are listening, that's cool. I had 143 views, 143 views right now live, which is cool because it's a special number to me. Anyway.
143.
Well, it's God's way to tell me he loves me.
That's yeah, I love me. You. Yeah. I love you. That's yeah, people use as I love you. 143, I love you.
Yeah. I went through a really hard time in my life, and that number started flying around like crazy, like everywhere, and it was during prayers, during, you know, just crazy hardships. God would remind me on the back of a bus. The bus's number was 143. Stupid little things like that. I don't know. I mean, it could be nothing, but I've had so many fluky things. To me, it's not nothing. And it's a very special number for a special reason. Anyway, so we have in this nation people that are just starting to realize in a big way that they're being conned. And unfortunately, Facebook and YouTube and these different media venues are really coming against that conservative or what would be looked upon as conspiracy. Well, it's no longer conspiracy, guys. Yesterday, Trump announced through his Surgeon General that they were no longer accepting the CDC's position. They were no longer accepting Bill Gates' propaganda about how to deal with it. Bill Gates wants you to sit in your house for the next 18 months, and you don't get out until you get vaccinated and get a chip. Those are his words. Look, I'm not making this up. Go to Facebook Living in the Private Group. Facebook Living in the Private Group, and you will see we post there Bill Gates on video saying these things. So you have the richest men in the world, some of them, that are pushing through the media, through Democratic leadership, through Democratic governors, through Democratic municipalities, a Agenda 21, Agenda 30 initiative to give and push this communist socialist agenda to ultimately chip people. Guys, vaccinations have never worked. Flu shots have never worked. I don't care what people are saying from a doctor's standpoint. They are invested in the returns that they get due to the flu shots. They are invested in the returns that they get due to the vaccinations. Nobody can answer the question why autism is 1 out of 70 now, but before vaccinations existed, it was 1 in 150,000. No doctor ever has a clear answer for that. The only thing that's changed on a global basis is vaccinations.
Well, Kelvin, to interject, their answer usually is, well, it was underreported. And I'm like, well, where's the autistic kids I went to school with? I don't remember any autistic kids at school when I went there. I don't know about you, but they talk like there were millions of them around. Where'd they go? Did they hide them in are they hiding them in a basement somewhere? I don't know. I didn't see them.
I didn't see them either. Underreported.
We got about 5 minutes for the break. You're going to be live through our break. So we got about 4 or 5 minutes before the break. Let me switch gears a little bit. Daniel Esselin's coming on the show tomorrow, and I talked to him quite a bit this morning, and he says he sees this as the end of the American economy as we know it, the end of globalism as we know it, the end of this debt-based economy. This is like the beginning of the end right here. It's never coming back the way it was. What is your perspective on this? What do you see economically in this?
Praise God that we are moving beyond a debt-based economy. Praise God. I see a total crash by the end of the year. I've said this for a year and a half now. The only way that they're going to get Trump out of office is to blame him for every problem in the world, and that's what they're doing right now. This is going to be the first time I'm going to encourage people, if you are a representative of a person known as your birth certificate, I'm going to teach you how to vote but retain all your unalienable God-given rights and be an American and operate by authorized representative to be able to put in a vote for that person. I'm also going to show you how to become free at the same time. But, guys, I'm very unequivocally right now, there will be a crash. I believe it
what
will
does that
go
look like?
So far.
Kelly, everybody says crash. There's going to be crash. Well, there kind of was a crash. Certain levels. What does that look like? So a year from now, what is life going to look like?
It's going to be fresh. It's going to be new. Everybody has doomsday on their minds. I'm going to tell you right now, there is a total. If you believe in the Bible and you believe in what's happening and transpiring, we're bringing in a new structure. And that's a personal opinion, but let's look at what's going on with the Fed Reserve just for a second. They're creating these special security vehicles to be able to buy up, five of them, I think, to buy up the entire bond sector from the Federal Reserve. And the United States Corporation is the first position holder in those vehicles. And it makes Donald Trump at some point the CEO or president over the Federal Reserve when that debt collapses. Now, two ways to look at that. One way is the people become the beneficiary to the debt that the Federal Reserve keeps buying right now. Remember, the Fed is putting up trillions and trillions of dollars, infusing it into this economy. And we have to ask ourselves why the play and counter moves. And so when you look at what's happening right now, it could be both good and it could be bad. It could be bad in that if it totally crashes and they are able to bring in the United Nations and they're able to enforce the people with the liens now that they are responsible for, then there's a big issue. but it could be good in that being the first lien holder, if everything bottoms out and fails and collapses, the people could come up as now a Federal Reserve free gold backed or whatever the backing is economy. And so it could play in both ways. And it's a scary thing to have total trust in a man or in a group of men. And so I just want to get back there and I want to analyze, you know, who is this man? And I want to figure that out. And I think I pretty much have figured that out personally. And I'm still open to hearing what people have to say about this evidence that they're trying to tell me exists that I don't find. And I would love to find, and people are saying it's at the FBI office. People are saying it's in review at the DOJ. Okay. Then if it was, don't you think that they would put it out on a mass basis, being that Trump has cleaned out the CIA, the FBI?
Cleaned out's a pretty strong word. Cleaned out's, I don't think he's cleaned out the CIA.
100 people at the CIA is the number I'm hearing that have been removed. The Federal Bureau of Investigation saying the leadership at the Fed FBI was placed before Congress. And I don't know if you guys saw when James Comey was interviewed by Congress, they flat out gave him Freemason symbols and told him to shut his mouth. Flat out, I have that video and I showed
you. That's pretty fascinating. That's pretty fascinating.
It's not just fascinating. It was like one of those moments. We couldn't get to you before with a phone call because it was being tapped. But now that we have you in front of us, we're going to both warn you. Both guys on each side of the speaker did this. Both gave Freemason symbols to this guy, shut your mouth or die. Okay? Now, that is not conspiracy. It's not conjecture. It's actually so blatant that I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was surprised you can't set up the call.
There's the music for us, Kelb. We're going to go to break. Obviously, you're going to continue on. At 33 after, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll come back more with Kelb. We'll get into his freedom work and getting out of this system, out of Babylon. Absolute pleasure. Kelb Smith, hisadvocates.org is the website, and we have Frank in Ohio also, so stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com is the place where you get all the great products, the conglomeration. 20 years back, people have changed their lives. Strauss Heart Drops, if you got heart situations, kidney support, CardioCom, magnesium, potassium, zinc, selenium, all these things that you need. You want to stay healthy right now. Don't let stress overwhelm you. At thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and including Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage at the Power Mall. Check that out, thepowermall.com. Getting back to Kelby Smith from hisadvocates.org, an absolute essential project. I don't know what kind of word I'm trying to use here, but he's really accomplished a lot. Kelby, I'm really, I don't know, proud. I'm not trying to talk over you or anything, but it's really inspiring to see what you've accomplished at His Advocates.
By the way, the number of viewers again is 143. Anyway, so let me thank you, Daniel. I'm not trying to negate what you just said. Thank you very much. But let me address Steve Miller. So you expect people to believe that an organization that has been going for at least 250 years, probably a couple thousand years if you really think about it, is going to relinquish power. And are we forgetting that they hold all the cards? No, Steve, I'm not. And trust me, it's so hard to believe. And I believe it is a demonic thing. I think it's much bigger picture than we're even considering. But maybe there was a plan that was put into place, moves and countermoves. Remember I said that before. And I think that moves can be made to dump that entire structure and that entire system. And I believe the media and their lies are going to be held accountable. I believe the people like Bill Gates, who is making advertisements with Marina Abramovich, or whatever her name is, the Satanist, the pronounced Satanist, who he's doing a new ad with right now on for Microsoft. I think he's going to be outed. I think, and she was one of those. She does these seances and these I don't know what she calls them, but she's now working
spirit
with Bill.
Cooker. She's a spirit cooker.
Spirit cooker, correct. And I believe Bill Gates is buying into it because he's hired her. He's consulted with her, and now she works for him for Microsoft. So he's hanging out with a known Satanist that has worked with most every movie industry star and or music like Lady Gaga. She's worked directly with him. But the point being, I don't forget, Steve, and blessings to you, bro, for thinking that. I don't forget that at all. I'm praying. And if we believe in a coming kingdom, there has to be people that are setting it up. Okay. And I know God can do whatever he wants. He can destroy it all and bring down the new kingdom. But we have to believe that there has to be a structure in place that people are going to walk in and through a state of being, which rolls into what Daniel came on to after the commercial break saying, a state of being. That's what the lowercase state definition means, state. And if you look at the state with a one capital letter S, on the Uniform Commercial Code, I'll give all the references at the end of this below on my YouTube. It only is discussing a state is defined only as the District of Columbia and the territories that it's taken over, not including the several states of the Union. And then you look at the all caps definition of state, it's a community of persons bound by a federal territory, in other words, contracts. So we have three definitions for state in law that has been defined. One is a body politic of people under a king. Okay, like-minded people, not bound by a region, like-minded people, body politic of people. And so my point is that is a mindset, that is a choice, it's a state of being. The Declaration of Independence, right there, when you look at it, it says, these United States of America, the word united was lowercase because it's an adjective describing the two jurisdictions, the two nouns, states of America. So either you're a state citizen or you're a United States person known as an artificial person. You're stepping into the office of that birth certificate, which is the U.S. citizen in law. And being the fact that you're now the collateral and the liable person for that registered organization, which is what a birth certificate is under Uniform Commercial Code 9, you now are the surety and the liability for all the debt in this nation. So it would have to be a miracle, Steve, for us to come out as a global-based economy all at once, or is there a provision actually in place in law protecting that national under 8 U.S.C. 1101 A21? 8 U.S.C. 1101 A21 national. It's a person that owes allegiance to a state. And in right A22, the very next one, is national of the United States. This is why there's trickery, guys. National of the United States is synonymous with a U.S. citizen. The lowercase national under 8 U.S.C. 1101 A21 is their reference in law for a state citizen, period. State citizen is the freedom that we were given in 1776 when a body politic of people came together and went against the tyranny of the king. Whether you want to believe they were all Freemasons or not, whether you want to believe our founding fathers were bad guys, doesn't matter. The document that was given to us was to appease the mass population of people, and we became free, and immediately they went to work. The Illuminati, whether you want to believe it exists or not, was formed, and all these various different things were formed. The bar, these branches of effectively of government that were put into place. Do you know every bit of legislation that gets passed by legislators, the people that write the law, has to go through the fourth branch of government for approval, which are the attorneys. Do you know that public law is rewritten and put into code by lawyers and determined and deciphered what the public law actually says, whether right, wrong, or indifferent? Guys, lawyers really are the ruling class, unfortunately, in this nation, and they should have been not even allowed to run for any public office whatsoever. My opinion, and the opinion of a lot of people in this world. Why? Because they take
it's a title of nobility.
It's a title of nobility, number one. Number two, they take another oath to a private organization that they are a part of, and that's called the bar. And when you start looking at what the bar means and understand in law what the bar means, it goes all the way back to the crown and dedicating themselves to the crown, whether they want to believe it or not. title of nobility is what an esquire is.
Hey, Kelby, let me interject. This is kind of neat that you got your Facebook thing going with audience. We have Frank on hold, Frank Ohio. He wants to ask you a question, but let me, allow me to, put some 2 cents forward to Steve's question. Steve asked a question. Do you think they're going to give up power? I would flip this on its head. Everything Kelby said is vitally important, but I would flip the whole thing on its head. They don't have any power. If you talk about this as a demonic or whatever, their power is built on our a belief and our acceptance. So you say, well, Amen. Are they going to give up power? No, they're not going to give up any of their power. They have nothing to do with it. It's all up to you. Are you going to continue? Are we going to continue to believe them? Are we going to continue to give our will? You know, if you want to take it to a higher level, angels, demons, whatever, we have divinity within us. That's the Declaration of Independence. We're a creation society. We're not an evolution society. This is what we believe. There's divinity within us. Something special is within us. And you can see how important it is for them to have control, that they need you. You are so divine, you are so unique and so special that this agenda, it needs your will, it needs your imagination, and it has to capture it and hold that belief and hold your attention for them to have any power whatsoever. So are they going to relinquish their control? They have nothing to do with it. Are you going to relinquish their control? That's the better question. That's how I would answer it.
God, I love that, Daniel. And you know, that goes so much in line with the Bible and what the Bible says, and it goes so much in line with it's funny. It's like I watched the movie The Secret. Now look, guys, don't form an opinion on me. I watched it with a lens of a biblical perspective. And throughout the Word of God, you will see people use the power of God that weren't for God. Okay? And it's just a fact. They used the power of the name of Yeshua, and they weren't for Yeshua, just to heal people so that they could make money. This is biblical. So when you look at the movie The Secret, or you look at the mindset, which is what I'm getting to, of what they are doing, people don't understand the power that they have within themselves, the belief of the ability to receive. It's my favorite verse in the Bible, personally, is James 1:2, count it all joy, though you fall into various trials, because it produces a steadfast faith. So instead of living in that anxiety-riddled body with the pressures of COVID coming down, and everybody's wearing masks, I'm going to catch something, that you just walk freely, and you just know that you're not going to catch something. You just believe that you have the protections of God. Most people are getting sick because of this being self-willed. And so my point is that mind needs to become free, and letting that power structure go. If enough people in this nation are starting to tap into the Holy Spirit and to understanding what we have, that connection in our DNA with God, that connection in our DNA that can turn events on and off for us all day long, it would absolutely make this nation change. And those people,
absolutely.
Those trolls, that
absolutely.
Would go away. I agree.
Absolutely. They know all this. What do you think the Nazis are doing experiments with the mice and the people and the Jews? They put two Jews on a plane and they throw one of them out of the plane, and then the next person they blindfold, and then they drop them out of a plane from 20 feet over an ocean or a lake, and the person would die of a heart attack because their mind would say, oh, I guess I got thrown out like the other guy. So their mind created the death for them.
Right.
What's Hollywood? Hollywood, a stick, they're casting a spell over you with Hollywood, wood of a holly, like a magic spell to captivate your imagination and your belief. Steve, you're 100% right. They're not going to give up their power. Are you going to release their power? That's the question. Hey, Kelby, we got a caller. He's been waiting so patiently. Let's allow me to go to a caller here. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air. Frank in Ohio, what's on your mind, Frank?
Hey, I salute you guys. Looking forward to Daniel Estulin. What a great guy, and he puts it all out there. But being a two-tour non-vet, the same people that killed John and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther and a lot of other people, the same people that did 9/11 are the same people that did so many atrocious things, both here in America and around the world. The same people that have the BSL 4 and 5 labs, the Vochis and the Justice Department, et cetera, et cetera. These are the same people. What we have is a fascist corporate oligarchy. And unfortunately, the people in Canada, I love Daniel and he's a Canadian, unfortunately, they fell to socialist leadership up there. I'm a Trump supporter and a Trump voter, and I back Trump, but Trump doesn't have all the say-so. There are corporate, militarized and corporate entities, CIA, Pentagon, et cetera, that are waging war not only around the world, but against the American people and against the Constitution. You know, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? I am a strong believer and a strong believer in the Word, the living Word. It's a circumcision of the heart. And this has given us time to repent and go to our prayer closets, read the Word, and have the indwelling living Word in our lives and our souls. Okay? So I've been watching this for a long time, for 70 years, what's going down here. I love what you share. You know, natural health news and how people can help each other and help themselves. And, you know, Carl Sandburg said, the only real coin of the realm is a person's time. God gives us time here, and he looks for faith. It says, nevertheless, when the Lord returns, will he find faith on the earth? And we have the Constitution. I'm so happy, and I'm so proud of you, Daniel, and others that you have on the program and your crew, you know, to spread the message in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. We are sovereign individual souls given freedom by God and the Constitution. And we have been called into the Valley of Jehoshaphat, the Valley of Decision. He will gather people there in the Valley of Decision. Whether we turn our lives over to God and not only the care of God, but the power of God indwelling in each of us as sovereign citizens. Okay? I want to thank you, Daniel, and promote your products for good health. But more importantly, the best defense we have is God Almighty himself.
Absolutely.
And the power that he would share with us.
Okay. Thank you, Frank, so much for your comment. Thank you for your comment. I want you to know, you know, a lot of what I know about the Constitution, about the Bill of Rights, obviously not all of it, but a lot of that fervency, it came from Kelby Smith. I don't know if you guys know that. Me meeting Kelby, it's been almost a decade ago, Kelby, that put changing my perspective, opening my eyes and let me see the Bill of Rights and what this is and what this law is in a different aspect. Kelby Smith was the one who kind of set me on a totally different path. So I want you to know that, ladies and gentlemen. Kelby, tell everybody at hisadvocates.org what you do, you know, so people can participate in this if they want to learn more about this. What is it about your mission? What do you do there?
I appreciate that. Let me just really quickly address two things that this gentleman said, because if I don't, I'm acquiescing to those statements. I 100% support what he's saying. I think we have just a language barrier. Our rights are only given to us by God. The Constitution is not for us. It's not for the people. The Bill of Rights is not for us. It's not for the people. It's to restrain a federal government to uphold our God-given unalienable rights. It has nothing to do with us. We don't have constitutional rights. Okay, it's for the federal government to restrain them to keep our God-given unalienable rights.
Absolutely.
And we are not sovereign citizens. Last I checked, they cannot walk on water. There is only one sovereign. Now, if the law wants to look at me as a sovereign because of whatever reason, fine. But I am not a sovereign citizen. If anything, I'm a child of God. My citizenship is in heaven, and I believe a state citizen, which is a state of being, allows me to effectively have that closest thing on this earth to being a citizen of heaven, because it says God is my king and I am self-governed. So to answer your question, Daniel, anybody that wants to get their passport done as a state citizen, we do offer it for free. They would go to hisadvocates.org and click on support and post a support topic, and we'll give them a couple videos in the docs. If they want us to do it for them and help them with all the documentation, write the letters, write the responses, because you will get responses. We charge $49 a month. It's for a VIP membership, and it's the starting point where they can go log in at go to hisadvocates.org, and at the top you'll see join VIP. It's very simple, guys. You have to make a claim. Saying nothing, when you've already got all your adhesion contracts set up, saying you're the liability, you're the person known as Kelby Thomas Smith on that driver's license, known as Kelby Thomas Smith on that birth certificate. Unless you've addressed that and you've removed your signature from those agreements and you've removed your signature from the things that make you the liability, then you have a problem. And they will trick you and do anything that they can to keep you in the system. They do not want you to know that the United States is only in the District of Columbia. The United States is only in the District of Columbia. UCC 9-307H. The United States exclusive jurisdiction is in the District of Columbia. I'm saying this over and over because if you are on a territory by contract because you receive mail and you're holding an office of the person known as your birth certificate, you're saying, I want to be that U.S. citizen. I want to be the liability. I want to be the surety. And the Word of God says, Dan, we are not to be the surety for anything. So as a Christian nation, why are we willing to accept the trillions of dollars of debt that a few men at the top have made on behalf through the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, through H.J.R. 192 of 1933, through the Social Security Administrative Act of 1935, why are we accepting the debt of these few men at the top of the world? Instead, we need to be coming out of her, my people. He's specifically talking to Christians. Come out of her, my people. So you need to determine, and I'm going to do something later on today that's going to show you unequivocally that what her means. And so it'll get it through the people's minds, and they will do a jaw-dropping, oh, my gosh. So if you're not subscribed yet, go to youtube.com/hisadvocate, subscribe and follow. And when your phone will get an alert when I go live, and I go live a few times a week.
Awesome. We got about 5 minutes or so left. I think there's a chance for not a chance. That's the wrong word. An opportunity. I think we have an opportunity like never before to transition into something else. The old system is dying. It's going to die one way or another. And this coronavirus is kind of just an excuse. We have the opportunity now to shape our destiny in a future unlike any other time in at least my lifetime, certainly, probably the last 100 or so years. We can change this. What is your perspective on that, Kelby? Do you see opportunity? Do you see a future here?
Oh, my gosh. I see a future so much so that I helped re-inhabit the republic in this nation in 2008 through 2012. The body politic of people on a national basis receded, and there's nothing they can ever do to take that from us, which is what is keeping the United Nations from coming on this soil. The American people claimed all the land, all the railways, all the highways, everything back in a proper format. And so when you ask that question, I see a much bigger thing happening over the next several years. And I see God using this little branch over here on the left side and this little twig over here on the right side and orchestrating the body of people back together to ultimately be an ushered in new kingdom. And that's just my opinion. So if you'd ask me, is there a God, and you would ask me, is the Bible in fact true in these questions, that would be a whole nother show. But I can, in a court of law, unequivocally prove that you have a soul and that there is a God, unequivocally, in a court of law with enough evidence to prove that. And so this is the thing that we have to understand.
You got me intrigued. You got 3 minutes. How would you do it in 3 minutes? Let's hear the Reader's Digest version.
The Reader's Digest version, basically, all you have to do is go to, and people will say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. True. But there's also scripture within the Bible where people came back. Abraham, Moses came back on the side and made an appearance. So there is literal bodies, heavenly bodies that were once alive here on earth, souls that came and are going to and fro the earth. I want you to think about that way. Principalities and powers. So these principalities and powers have been caught over and over on video. These principalities and powers are proven to be dead on an operating table when their heart fails, their flatline. Now, either you're dead or you're alive. Well, most of these after-death experiences, and this is a very quick, short version, are seeing themselves on the table. They're seeing their families at home. They're seeing what's going on in their entire life history. They're meeting a god, or they're going to a demonic place, one of the two. And what they're seeing is that love is the most overwhelming thing, and that God is a God of love. And I think that when Christ came back and in 0 AD or whatever, he demonstrated that they got the scripture wrong over and over, and he wanted to demonstrate the heart of God over and over, and he demonstrated it by the cross, ultimately, giving up his life, having full power and dominion over the entire earth, and he shredded himself, and then he demonstrated it by coming back to life on the resurrection. And this is what we took place this whole last week in the Passover. But my point is if you take the video evidence of him dying on the table, you take the doctor's evidence of an affidavit, the nurse's evidence, the person who's monitoring the heart machines, the guy's dead, but the guy is seeing himself alive. And there's too many accounts that will coincide with the video evidence that will prove unequivocally of the existence of an afterlife.
There's the music. We're at the end of the show. This has kind of been a cool experiment. Kelby, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, thepowerhour.com is where we are. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. HisAdvocates.org is a great place to find reference on a lot of different levels, including getting out of Babylon. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Kelby, God bless you for what you do. Tomorrow, don't forget Daniel Estlin, special broadcast. I usually am not there tomorrow, but I will be with Daniel Estlin. Yeah, God bless you. Have a great evening. And Kelby and all your listeners, take care over there at His Advocates.
God bless, bro. Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Todd.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.